The North Country is key for the relationship between Quebec and New York. So my job is to represent the interests of the Quebec government in New York State. Our offices are in Manhattan, and I spend a lot of time there. But maybe because my background is politics, I understand that if I want to have my voice heard and I want to engage with policymakers, so I spend a lot of time in Albany. And coming to Plattsburgh for me is natural because part of this exceptional relationship between Quebec and New York is this relationship between Montreal and Plattsburgh. Even though there's a border, by the way, that I wish as thin as possible, but also as safe as possible, and we're working to achieve these goals, is the fact that, you know, Quebec in a certain way is part of the solution to some of the challenges in Upper State. When you look at companies like Prévost, who just won a contract from the MTA, they will be building 300 buses, more than $160 million contract. Well, you know, some of the jobs and some of the manufacturing will be done in Plattsburgh. Bombardier is a world-renowned corporation with a head office in Montreal. They need to meet the requirements of the Buy America. The engineering is done in Montreal. A lot of assembly is done in Quebec, but some of it is also done in New York State. So our supply chains are very well integrated. Even though there's a border, we are part of the same economic region.
In Clinton County particularly, we've seen the growth in the transportation industry between Clinton County and Quebec. But one of the other things we're beginning to see growth in is energy, the Champlain-Hudson power line, and some other suggested energy projects. How much potential is there in getting energy cross-border projects, whether it's into Clinton County and beyond into other areas of New York?
Obviously, Hydro-Quebec is opportunistic and is going where the highest return on investment can be found. And there's some technical issue in moving hydroelectricity from Quebec, and when you think about it, northern Quebec, to New York State. And one of the issues is the grid. And the grid is almost full. It's complicated. So the only way for us to bypass this problem is to build, and that's a project that is actually will be soon studied by the U.S. federal government, to build an underwater and underground cable of 1,000 megawatts to link Montreal to Astoria, New York. So that's a market where there's a lot of demand. New Yorkers are craving for electricity. The governor is thinking about closing Indian Point, which is a nuclear facility, 2,000 megawatts. But the big difference that we do have to offer, what the most valuable thing that we have to offer, should I say, is the fact that we're bringing to New York clean, renewable energy. That's hydroelectricity. I think that hydroelectricity is one of the best, if not the best, type of energy that we can offer. We see the impact, the availability of natural gas at cheap price. So it's clear that the environment is rapidly changing. But we are confident that we can adapt.
Well, along the lines of natural gas, I know that fracking has been debated in Quebec.
Yeah, and we came to the same conclusion the New Yorkers, moratorium.
How important do you see this entire corridor between Montreal and New York City for the future of Quebec?
How could I say? The Quebec economy is a very open economy. 50% of our GDP is exportation. 70% of these exports go to the United States. And New York State is the most important state. And it goes both ways. Montreal is investing billions of dollars in a new metro. And do you know where the engines of these new cars will be built? In New York State by Alstom. Ontario, the neighboring province, in the capital city, Ottawa, is introducing a tram technology. Who will be building these cars? Alstom in New York again. So if we're more efficient as a region, we'll be able to create more jobs on the both sides of the border. And you cannot today think the economy, the global economy that we're living in today, only looking around your own borders. And I think that if you want to provide good leadership to your people, as both the governor and the premier of Quebec are trying to do, you need to look around and see what's happening globally.
André Boisclair became Quebec Delegate General in New York on November 12, 2012. He grew up in Montreal and was the youngest person ever elected to the Quebec National Assembly. He has held cabinet minister posts and from 2005 to 2007 led the Parti Québécois. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.